John Seed is author of the book Disrupted Realism, Paintings for a Distracted World. It's a profile of works by contemporary painters who are challenging and reshaping an artistic tradition. On Sunday at 3 p.m., John will give an online talk and presentation for Townsend Atelier here in Chattanooga as part of its virtual series. I asked John how artists in disrupted realism may be responding to the disruptions of the pandemic in creating their art.
Disrupted realism, it really refers to something formal in painting, meaning something about how painting is made. And the kinds of disruption that I started talking about really relate to visual innovation and even a little bit of visual confusion. So I will say that I think artists are good at feeling what's going on around them, and that some of the changes in their lives made its way into the studio and filtered into their painting. So let's keep in mind as we talk about this that disruption may relate to what we're feeling now, but it also may relate to a trend in painting that really mainly has to do with how paint is put on a canvas.
Your exploration of this brings you to Chattanooga, albeit virtually, because artists here in the Chattanooga area have appeared on your radar as you have been exploring this theme.
One of the wonderful things about blogging is I met people from all across the country and even internationally. There's a tendency when we read art coverage in major newspapers to think about the big cities, to think about, you know, New York is the art capital and Los Angeles is art and entertainment. We think of Houston as being a wealthy city with great museums. So we think about art being centered in the cities. And the truth of the matter is that there is great art being made all across the United States. And there are new cultural blips on the map that we don't talk about very much. I'm hearing that Chattanooga has an absolutely terrific art scene. And Mia Bergeron, who is the artist that is local, that is included in my book, she paints at a level that makes her, I think, of interest nationally.
And what else do you hope to offer in this virtual event through Townsend Atelier?
Well, I like a good conversation, and Ray, probably like you and most of your listeners, I have spent so much time at home in the last 7 months. I've got a little watercolor desk here in the side of my downstairs room where I'm making paintings. I miss my friends. I miss my normal social life. But one of the things the pandemic has done, it's forced all of us to connect in new ways. And I've started doing virtual critiques through Zoom where I meet artists online and visit their studios through FaceTime or Zoom. I've given a lot of presentations at universities and for arts groups about the book Disrupted Realism via Zoom. So I guess I could say that I'm trying to turn the lemon of our situation into a kind of a lemonade and meeting wonderful people and making fresh connections despite what's going on.
And is this driving any art that you might be working on yourself right now?
You know, my art is not disrupted. I'm beginning to be in that situation with the book having been out more than a year. People meet me on social media and they say, oh, he's the disrupted guy. He's the disruption, you know, artist. But I put up my own watercolors on Instagram and they're absolutely conventional. They could have been done 100 years ago. They're in no way disrupted. So I really am as a writer, I wear a different hat. As a writer, I've come on to a kind of innovation. But in my own art, it's very familiar.
What artists have inspired you over the years before this book, before this exploration of disrupted realism, as you call it?
I have to say, I have a lot of trouble staying interested in any one artist. And that's because my taste is very, very broad. You know, they say people's strength and weakness is maybe the same thing. My strength is I just have very broad interests across painting. My weakness is I can hardly make up my mind. So many of the great artists, Ray, that you know would admire, Picasso, Van Gogh, Matisse, Rembrandt, I've greatly admired all of those artists. But I also have admired the local and regional artists I've met as a blogger and as a writer. And I guess it's fair to say that I sometimes have an artist of the week. I have someone that I can't get enough of their artwork. I'm looking at it. I'm meeting them if I can through social media. That's one of the things that writing allowed. I'd interview someone on the phone or through email and really dive into their world and into their art, and then I'd move on. I don't know if that's a satisfying answer, but I have diverse interests in painting and art.
And in all these virtual connections that you've been making so far, what are you hearing from people?
Artists are clever and flexible, and that's why they're in this field. That's why we call them creatives. Not all of them would like that label, but I'm noticing more and more people that are dealing with the restrictions we're in very, very flexibly. More people making small work that they're selling on Instagram or Facebook. There's a thing called the Artist Support Network that's a hashtag where artists are selling their own work and then saving some cash to buy the works of others. You know, they're kind of trading revenue. I'm finding artists that are changing their subject matter in the pandemic. I have a friend in Madrid that makes exquisite Zoom drawings of people who he interviews, and then he shares both their story, both their narrative, and his drawings of them on social media. So I'm seeing innovation. I'm seeing artists cope the best way they know how, which is creatively.
Where can people go online to follow everything that you do?
If you can remember my name, it's johnseed.com. My dad used to stand at the cash register at Sears and say to the lady, "Seed, like you plant in the ground." And she'd say, "Johnny Appleseed?" No, but anyways, johnseed.com. And also, if you go on Amazon, you'll find the book Disrupted Realism. And there are, you know, reviews and ratings and more information about the book itself.
All right, John, thanks so much.
Pleasure to meet you, Ray.
For more information, visit townsendatelier.com.